Coach Pat Dolan now joining us here post-game between the doubleheader of University of Mary. Coach, let's take a look at it as a whole. Were you pleased with the way you came out and played versus UMary today?
Well, I was telling the guys, you know, 30 out of 32 innings, we played almost flawless baseball. That last inning of the second game today, and then I think the second last inning of the first game yesterday. But other than that, I mean, 30 out of 32 quality innings where we pitched the ball, we hit the ball well, and we played good defense. You know, if we can keep that type of momentum, it's not just the four wins that we had, but we played dang good baseball about 95% of the series here, and we're going to have to play even better than that to win the conference tournament. But it gives us some pretty good momentum going into Sioux Falls on Wednesday for our conference tournament.
Your starters seem to pitch well today, you know, go pretty far. Is that going to be a key going forward to have the starters pitch well?
Well, I think it is for any team in the conference tournament. They're all nine-inning games, which I think all of us coaches love. Sometimes those seven-inning games, you get into the fourth inning and, you know, you got to start playing for a run. But in a nine-inning game, it's what baseball should be played. But you're in the flip side is you're not going to have every game be a complete game. Just awesome to see, you know, without Fitzgerald and Fisher, our top two guys, and then Kubitz, who we didn't have to pitch him at all this week, kind of saving all three of those guys for the conference tournament. But Spitzak, Deers, Harrison, and then the big one, senior Nick Myers, to come on in. He hasn't really thrown a lot for us this year. He hasn't had the type of year I think anybody expected. But for him to come in and throw seven and a third was quality.
Yeah, you talk about that. Now, does that really help your confidence? You know, you talk about Kubitz, you talk about Fisher, you talk about your top pitchers. Does it give you a little bit more confidence knowing that these other guys can throw well too?
Well, I think it gives everybody confidence because, you know, when you get into those conference tournaments, especially if you end up losing the game, I mean, you're going to need six, seven, eight guys. And for these guys, I mean, we knew Harris and Spitzak and Deers were big-time players. They just really, you know, some part of it, they didn't get a lot of opportunities early on. And then when they did, they didn't throw great. But all three of those guys have been throwing lights out the last two outings. And, you know, and then you put Reese Gregory in the back end of a game, you know, where we can't bring him in the fifth, sixth inning like we've done sometimes during the regular season. With four, possibly six, nine-inning games coming up this week, you know, Gregory's got to come in the eighth inning, you know, not the fifth and sixth like we've done sometimes.
Do the errors concern you at all that you committed today?
You know, I thought we played pretty good baseball all the way around. There was a couple plays. I mean, there was some bad hops both ways. And, you know, we took advantage of some of their errors. And then, like any team, when you give any team, you know, more than three outs, you're asking for trouble. But all in all, I really was happy with the way we played defensively all four games.
Looking forward, NSIC tournament coming up. You know, there's going to be tough teams. You know, Augustana's a tough team. Concordia St. Paul's a tough team. Minnesota State's a tough team. What's your outlook on the NSIC tournament? Do you feel good going into it? Kind of give your outlook.
Well, we were talking to the guys, you know, on senior day here, and I think the seniors, it was something like 160 wins and less than 50 losses. I mean, what a four-year career for these seniors, and to finish up 35-12 is amazing. Considering we lost seven senior position players in Leeser last year. But we're going in just like everybody. I mean, we don't know who the number eight seed is yet, but, I mean, whoever that is, whether it's Southwest, Bemidji, Minot, and you look at the other seven teams that are qualified, there's not a team in there that can't come and win the tournament. And it starts with Mankato. I mean, they're the conference regular season champions, and obviously the success that they've had in the past. It runs through them, and Augustana, I mean, they are about as good as it gets, too. But like you said, the other teams are all solid, and, you know, you just got to go and play good baseball. And if we play the type of baseball that we did this weekend, we're going to have a chance at least. And, you know, I think we have the pitching to do it. We got to get a couple guys healthy and, you know, get a couple days off here of baseball. They'll have to take all their finals here before Tuesday. But we'll load the bus up on Tuesday night and head down to Sioux Falls and hopefully make a good run at this.
Congratulations again, weekend sweep of UMary, and good luck in the conference tournament.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.